Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the podcast that explores the world within and out. And thank you to subscribing to Traveling Inside Out wherever you get your podcast from. And if you could rate it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that would be amazing. Thank you. The first trip of the year already happened and I have to tell you all about it. So we were in Salt Lake City, Utah. The trip didn't fully go according to plan, but let me start with the beginning. First and foremost, we bought the flights back in June. However, the accommodation we booked somewhere in December, we actually had two places in which we stayed because the first one we arrived after midnight. And so I just wanted to have a hotel close to the airport that has free transportation and breakfast included. And then the second one, it was Airbnb that we booked through booking.com. It's so confusing. I can't even understand what's going on anymore. Nothing, like everything that started some years ago had a specific reason to be and so on. Now everything is smooshed together. The point is that it was a house somewhere 5 minutes from downtown in Salt Lake. It was a really beautiful house and I really enjoyed staying there. Before we actually left, as you can imagine, I really like to check the weather prediction and everything. And it looked like there's going to be snowstorm in the exact weekend when we were supposed to be there. And I was like, isn't that our luck? I didn't know how bad it's going to be. I didn't know if it's going to affect any of our plans. Regardless, we left New York in the evening and for some reason we had some delay, and the delay was that they had to reopen the door. I'm not very sure when you are listening to this podcast, and I also don't know how interested you are in reading the news, but recently a door flew away from the plane from Alaska Airlines. It was, as far as I know, everybody was fine, except it was horrifying. So when we were told they have to reopen the door and then close it back, and that's why we were delayed for like half an hour or more than half an hour, I was, excuse me, what? And I am not scared of flying. I love flying. I trust, like I don't. The only problem that I have is if I'm ordering a drink and that's when we have shakes in the plane. That's my only problem, because if it's hot tea, then I don't want to, you know, have it in my lap. And if it's a drink, I want to waste a drink. So that's my only problem, honestly, regarding full concern about shakes or like stuff like that in the plane. But for a second, I was like, don't tell me that something wrong with the door, because we were, for the first time, kind of close to the beginning of the train. The train. Why am I saying train? The plane. So that delayed us. And then it took us 5 million hours to get our luggage. I don't know. We were thinking, everybody was saying, I think it's just one person. It might just be one person working to get our luggage. And so finally, we get outside of the airport. It was kind of cold. It wasn't very, very, very cold. It was just, you know, a bit chilly. And just when we arrived, the only shuttle was already full. I mean, some people literally just went faster than us to make sure that they make it to the thing, which was like, okay, whatever, man. So because of that, we had to wait for like, it was, first they told us 10 to 15 minutes, but it was a total of like half an hour that we had to wait at the outside of the airport in the midst of night. We finally made it to the hotel. We asked if we can have a late, a delayed or late checkout. They told us that they don't think so because it's a full house, so it's crazy, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, the checkout was at 12 p.m. anyway. And we got into the room. I was so cold, and it turns out that we didn't put the heat properly. I was so cold in the night. I was all scrunched up during the night. But then we woke up, we went to the breakfast. I don't understand, what is it with American hotels and their free breakfast that they have no veggies? They have all sorts of stuff, but they have no veggies. I'm like, I'm sorry, is this, am I crazy? Is this something that Americans don't eat for breakfast? You don't have veggies, like some cucumber or some tomatoes or some peppers, like you just don't have that? I don't understand, because once again, the breakfast was okay, but like no veggies, and that bothers me for some reason. It really bothers me. And then we thought to wait, because the accommodation where we were supposed to move was supposed to be ready after 3 or 4 p.m. and it was just like around 9-ish, I think, or 8:30, between 8:30 and 9 in the morning. And obviously, as you can imagine, I didn't want to spend time in the cold outside, cold Salt Lake City. And I said, okay, we can stay until 12 in the room, and then maybe we can chill at the hotel until the time comes. But luckily, my husband receives a message from the host on the other place that we can actually check in, because they didn't have anyone from the previous night, so we can actually check in whenever we want. And I'm like, oh my god, then let's just go, especially since we made it at the hotel like a 3 a.m. or something, and we woke up like 8-ish, which meant that we didn't sleep. And because I was so cold, I didn't sleep at all the whole night. And I'm like, we can just go to the other accommodation, maybe nap a little bit, and then we will see. And that's what we did. We took an Uber to get to the other place, which was like 15 minutes drive, nothing too crazy. And the driver started talking with my husband, and they were talking about a band. But I was fascinating because the dude had such a freaking fascinating story. Man, I'm so upset. I should have been like, I'm not doing guests on my podcast anymore, but if I would have, other than regular monthly, my friend Andra. But if I would have guests on my podcast, I would want him on my podcast, because he was saying that he actually lived, he was raised in LDS church, and It was interesting, because now he's an atheist, but then like he changed his view after he got to college. And then he was telling us about his wife and how through the church, he went in some missions and he learned Spanish like that. And then he came back, and then now in his 50, like he just, I think it was his birthday like the week before or something like that, and he was just 50. And he was saying that now he's more into meditation and things like that. And I'm like, that's so fascinating, to go from LDS church to being an atheist to being into meditation, like spirituality and so on. That's such an interesting way of living life and seeing life from different perspectives. I was like, already in my mind, I'm like, oh my god, I want to know everything about this person. Well, my husband was talking with him about a band that he liked and my husband was interested in. It was so interesting because I wanted to squeeze more information from him. It was very fascinating. We finally made it to the other accommodation, and the house was amazing. And for whoever is interested in seeing some videos from my travels, I will remind you that I have a YouTube page, which is my name, Alina Igrad, and you can find there I'm doing mini vlogs as shorts. However, I'm going to start making this, because I have so many videos of the accommodations where I'm staying, so I'm going to make shorts in which I'm going to show you the accommodation, what was offered, what was the price, and when it was booked. So stay tuned for that, because I'm working on having I'm trying to have a schedule and I can never keep to it. But I'm trying to have, because I have so, so many accommodations. And luckily, because most of them were booked through some specific websites, I still have how much I paid and everything and when I was there. Okay, now coming back to the story. The main reason why we were in, as I said, the main reason was the the birthday party of my husband's aunt. But we decided to stay extra. So the birthdays were like kind of from Friday to Sunday, including. However, we decided for the Friday because we were still kind of a bit tired, a bit. It was just 2 hours difference as a time zone, so it's not that different. But the fresh air and everything, we didn't do much. We only went to a place. I still don't understand what happened there. So I looked on the map what is like walking distance from where we are to be able to buy some food. And we went to an Asian market that was closed. But like Google said that it's open and they didn't have any schedule on the door or anything. And I didn't understand why it was closed. So we had to walk a bit extra. We found another Asian place where we bought some really good mochi from. But we came back, so we didn't do anything else that day. His siblings were joining us that evening. And then Saturday morning, we went. They had to go and grab the car that they rented so we can go, which I don't know exactly how it's close to the place where we were. In the beginning, I thought we were going to go to Park City while the roads were already closed. So the winter weather was real in the mountain. So we were basically on the other side of Park City, on the other side of the mountain from Park City, which wasn't as bad, but it was about to become worse by the time, like, the day passed. First, we went to do some shopping just because they realized that the weather, it's kind of sucky, so we were kind of stuck in a cabin, basically. So we got some food and some drinks. We got there. Everybody was so nice. It was the first time meeting that side of my husband's family. Everybody was really nice and welcoming. And to be honest, as an introvert that I am, and maybe some other issues that I'm still working on discovering, it was overwhelming. Kind of, I had moments when I wanted to like hide into a corner. Luckily, there were so many that it was easy for me to like disappear in the crowd. And that was really great. And on Saturday, the whole point was that we are going to do like a slumber party. So I had my reindeer, my Rudolph onesie. And I was, because when they saw that it's a pajama party, you have to have like a slumber party, you have to have pajama. In my mind, I was like, might as well bring my Rudolph. Little did I know that there were a lot of people who came in with their onesies. And so that was really cool. Except it looked like most of them, they bought new onesies for this specific event. While not only that I had my onesie, like I've used it before, but also I bought it from a secondhand store. And if you don't know about me and my secondhand stores, maybe if you're interested, I should make a specific episode in which I'm talking about the importance of buying things from secondhand store. Okay, that being said, it was, we had some food. We listened to some music. I think there was a game, like a NFL game, the Miami Dolphins against, I don't remember the names, but they were like crazy, crazy weather. I don't understand. When I see minus degrees in Fahrenheit, I'm so confused because I know that it's not. It's not like, I know that somewhere around 20-something degrees is like 0 degrees in Celsius or something like that. So when I see minus degrees in Fahrenheit, I'm like, I don't even understand what's that in my Celsius. So it was very cold. It was very interesting. Everybody knew that Miami is not going to do it. I do not watch any of this. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm just talking from what I've heard each and there. But it was interesting to see because my first time watching an actual game was during last year, during the halftime show. Rihanna, anyone? During the Super Bowl. And I was like, why are they having commercials every 5 seconds? And now I understand that that's just because of the Super Bowl. A regular game doesn't have so, so many commercials every 5 seconds. So that was good for me to know as information. But yeah, unfortunately, because the storm was getting to be crazier and crazier and crazier, we decided not to drive back in town because we were afraid that we won't be able to come back. And so because of that, we left our car that was snowed in. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about snowing car in a moment. But at the time, we just decided to go to stay there. And we slept into a bed that was for kids. Like, it was all the way up, where it was an area, obviously, for kids. Except, I don't know if you want to leave your kids up there by themselves. And my husband insisted that we need to sleep in the same bed, even though that was basically a bed for one person. And he insisted to be in the same bed. And so the other bed nobody slept in, even though we were so many, somebody could have slept in that bed. But nobody did. So I don't even, there was like basically we wasted one bed because there were another cabin that people were staying at, but they didn't go there either since they weren't able to go since it was so much crazy snow and all of that. Then Sunday morning we woke up and the point was that some people wanted to go on the slopes. I, for some reason, even though I left with the idea that we're going to do this, I was like, I'm not going to do this. So we walked up to the place where there was free transportation to the slopes, but every bus that was coming was already full, because we were kind of close. I think we were probably 10, 15 minutes drive to basically the mountain. But we decided to just stop at the restaurant, and we had some, everybody had, like, if they needed anything to eat or to drink or something like that. I had a really good cocoa drink, but then also sourdough American pancakes, which I don't remember ever having something like this before. They were so sourdough, pun intended, because I don't think that they are supposed to be that sour. Like, it was an acquired taste, to say the least. And I know for a fact that I don't want to have this ever again. And at the same time, my husband also tried some. Like, we split. They were so big. I forgot to ask how big they were. Because, I'm sorry, but, like, why would you make American pancakes that is, like, the size of my freaking face? Like, that's insane. So we got three. We could have ordered one, two, or three. And I was like, let's get three and then split in two. But I didn't ask how big they were. So obviously, I couldn't finish. Like, one of them was wasted. And also because I didn't like the taste that much. And I asked my husband, and he was like, I would have to get used to this taste. And I'm like, yeah, that means that he doesn't like it. And then we decided to go back. So this was just walking distance, like 10 minutes from the cabin, to go back to the cabin. And when we come back to the cabin, one of the aunt / uncle, they were helping us to get our car out of the snow. I did a bit of shoveling myself, and it took us quite a bit because under the whole, all that very powdery snow, there was ice. And our car had no grip. It was not a 4x4. It had no grip. It had no spikes on the tires or chains or anything. It only had, like, winter tires, but, like, that's not enough. And I know that. I used to live in Iceland. And so it took us quite a bit to take it off. But then also we didn't even take it all the way down because I don't understand why. Because there was another car, but I don't understand why we didn't try to put both cars just down and then we'd be done with it. We left it into the middle of the... So basically it was the main road, and then there was a tiny road that was taking us to the cabin. And for some reason, it was shoveled apparently at 5 a.m. But then it was... Now it was like 1, 2 p.m. or something like that. And it was just not working. And in the beginning, my idea was to, in the morning, because the snow was stopped. And then, like, it got crazy over the night, but in the morning it stopped. So my point was, like, let's go now to the accommodation, go take a shower, do all of the good things, and then come back. And nobody else agreed with me, which now in hindsight probably wouldn't have been good because we would have not come back. So they would have spent less time with their cousins and family. So probably now in hindsight would have been, it's great that we didn't go. Because it was supposed to be less snow and less crazy weather on Sunday, but it turns out that it got crazier. And so everything was canceled. We were supposed to have a catering and a nice dinner that everybody was nicely dressed and everything. It got canceled, and some of the people had flights very early in the morning on Monday, so we kind of started to drift apart, and around early afternoon people started to leave and all that. And then my husband and I started to do a puzzle, and then we didn't manage to finish, and it was such an amazing puzzle. I really want to buy that freaking puzzle and try to make it, to be honest with you. And then around 6 p.m. or something like that, we went, we finally left. So at some point in the afternoon, like in between when we tried to take the car out until it actually truly went out, they took the car all the way down. Now, the thing was that there was car bumper to bumper to bumper that were coming down the mountain for hours. So we decided there's no point in going now because we're just stuck in traffic. We can just let them. We just didn't imagine that there's going to be so many cars all the time, like hours and hours and hours of cars, bumper to bumper to bumper. It was just insane. I didn't imagine that's the case, because I was like, that's just the people coming down from the mountain. Like, it's not a pass-through, as far as I knew. I might be wrong. So I was like, how? It's like, this is never ending. This is crazy. So finally, somewhere around 6 o'clock, we went all the way down. I don't know if I finished my idea. The point was that in between, they did manage to take the car down and leave it there, even though it was illegal to leave it there, but we didn't know what to do. And so finally, we also had to push the car. So we pushed the car. We are shovel, pushed the car quite a few times. And finally, we managed to go on our way to town. And then, I'm sorry, if you're listening to the sound of my keyboard, it's because my stupid laptop is closing on me while I'm recording. So sorry about that. Coming back. Okay, so it took us a long time to get back to town. We first had to take one of their aunts to the hotel close to the airport, which was, I don't actually know how they made it home. They lived in Chicago, and they were supposed to go through Denver, and most of the flights from Denver were canceled. So I don't even know how they made it home and what happened with them. But then we got back to our accommodation. We had dinner. I immediately jumped into the shower. I was like, ugh, I want to take these days off me. And then we had some, because everything was disrupted, they gave us quite a lot of food and even some drink. So we had frozen pizza. We had like all sorts of stuff. And then not chips. Yeah, and then some dessert and stuff like that. But I was happy with the fact that we made it home, and I managed to take a shower, and then we had a nice dinner together, and eventually I went to bed. And then the next morning, the two brothers were leaving. This was Monday morning. We had a nice breakfast together, and then they left. And so we were staying a bit longer. So the first day, I decided to just go for a walk. I know it was cold. I was saying to my husband that it is cold, but the sun was out. So, and the snow was kind of melting, so it wasn't that cold. There were a few places where it was a bit more windy, so obviously that was colder. But we walked over 11,000 steps that day. Again, I'm going to have a mini vlog ready later on, because I'm still publishing the vlogs from Florida trip, which I've talked about on a previous podcast episode. And I've realized that Salt Lake City, I'm sorry to say, but Salt Lake City was not, it's kind of a boring town in the midst of winter. All of the interesting Temple Square and all of that was under construction, so it was kind of blocked. Like all of the buildings and the church and whatever it was, all of them were kind of blocked. So we went there, we just took a few pictures, and that was kind of it. And so we didn't do much, honestly. We just walked around a lot, but we didn't do much in town. And then the next, but we also had a bit of a nice time. We had some popcorn. I've started watching a new show, which is Traitors, the one for US, and season two. And then we had some popcorn. We still had our mimosas. Like it was nice to, you know, cuddle up and watch something on TV. And then on Tuesday, we decided to go and visit the planetarium because it has free access. You just have to pay if you want to see the shows. But there were school children over there, so we weren't interested anyway to see any of the shows. So we just spent time in the planetarium. It was, I love to learn about planets and the universe and stuff like that. And especially since they had a part in the planetarium where it was supposed to look like the, how it looks on one of Jupiter's moons, I don't know how it's pronounced. And that was really interesting. So whenever I see things about Jupiter, I'm like, yep, this is my place. I love it. Thank you very much. And we didn't do much more than that. I really, really would love to come back to Utah and come, I don't know, like in May or something like that, because there's so many hikes that I want to do around. So Utah is for sure a state where I want to go back to. And it's crazy that we've been to Utah twice in 1 year. If you don't remember, we've been to Utah back in March. I also have a podcast episode about our trip to see some national parks. And yes, for sure, I want to go back because we went in January, then it was end of March. So I want to go when we can properly do some exploration. But then also Zion Park was so hot, but we just didn't have enough time to explore Zion Park. So yeah, I'm okay with seeing Zion in the midst of March or April or stuff like that. But like, I don't want to see it in the midst of summer. That being said, our flight was delayed. It was so crazy because the storm was kind of over, yet we still had some issues with our flight. So our flight was delayed around 2 hours. But I'm happy that we had enough time. We booked an extra night at the accommodation just so we can have enough time to stay at the accommodation. So we didn't go until later on. And I slept mostly throughout the whole flight. And we made it to New York in record time. And then we just had to take an Uber home, and I promised myself that I will never take an Uber because I really hate it. It's so expensive. It's extremely expensive. And it's just, it happened again. We got canceled. We were out for like 10 minutes. The person booked, like it's like they are coming to take our order basically, and then they canceled on us, and it's so frustrating. And then the rate was more expensive. So I hate when people do that. And my way of fighting this is to, in general, if something happens to me and I'm realizing that just making a small complaint won't fix it, I'm usually not using that service anymore. That's how I've done my, at least in the last few years. If I, like, for example, I had a disagreement because I was trying to help someone and just tell them, like, just so you know, all of this area has a lot of dust on all of the products. My hands are black from trying to figure out what I want. And then they were like, no, I don't care. Like, you don't need to, blah, 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 blah. Whatever was the misunderstanding. I have not put my step into that shop ever since then. And it's probably been a year. So that's my way of fighting Uber and Lyft. And I don't care if it's like struggle drivers, la, 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 whatever. if you are committed to this, you should not fucking like shit on people who are wet, especially since it was so cold in that morning. It was extremely cold, and we were just, because it was like 1 minute away, and it was 1 minute away for 10 minutes. It was so, so, so cold and so unprofessional that my way of fighting this is to not take Uber / Lyft. I think it was Uber, though. To not take Uber again, just because I don't trust the drivers, and honestly, fuck them, because when they cancel, you can't do anything. And I was checking on Reddit, and everybody's like, there's nothing you can do. If you don't like it, then you don't use it. And I'm like, okay. So my idea is that from now on, I do not want to take an Uber to the airport, which I wasn't doing anyway. I was doing it for my husband, but I'm done with this. I will never take something, or at least not in a immediate, future. That being said, I think that this trip was a great first trip that we had in the year 2024. Let's see what's next. Currently, we have nothing, literally nothing planned. I hope to get maybe a little bit more. Maybe this coming week, we're going to make some plans for my birthday or his birthday or in between our birthdays, which is in March. But until then, you're going to find out about it when it will happen. If you want to keep in touch with what I'm doing, other than sending me emails, I would highly suggest to check my my YouTube page, Alina IGRAD, which shows a lot of shorts from my trips. As I said, I'm showing many vlogs, but also raw footage from my travels. And not only that, you just have to check it out to see everything that I'm working on my YouTube page. Thank you. This concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening and for reviewing Traveling Inside Out. If you want to get in touch with me, send an email to podcast@alinaigrad.com. And remember, your outer journey begins with inner work. Until next time.